dear brother and sister, on this, the last Sunday of Advent, before Christmas, the Gospel reading reveals to witness Christ's birth by showing us how Jesus was recognized as Israel's long-awaited Messiah, even before his birth. The Gospel recalls Mary's accent after the announcement of Jesus' birth by the angel Gabriel. Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, her cousin, who is also a weak child. Elizabeth greets Mary with full recognition of the roles that they and their unborn children will play in God's plan for salvation. In Luke's Gospel, the Holy Spirit has revealed Jesus' identity as God to those who believe. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and sings Mary's praise because she bears the Lord. We sing these words of praise to Mary in the Hail Mary. And even John the Baptist, the unborn child in Elizabeth's womb, is said to recognize the presence of the Lord and lives for joy. Is it appropriate in this season of Advent that we consider the role of Mary in God's plan of salvation? Elizabeth described Mary as the first disciple, as the one who believed that God's word to her would be fulfilled. Mary's faith enabled her to recognize the work of God in her people, history, and in her own life. Her openness to God allowed God to work through her so that salvation may come to everyone. Because of this, Mary is a model and symbol of the church. May we be like Mary, open and cooperative in God's plan for salvation. In the encounter between Mary and Elizabeth, described in today's Gospel, we learn that the other people can help us recognize God's presence and action in our lives. Mary traveled to see Elizabeth because Elizabeth's pregnancy was a sign that everything that the angel told Mary would truly happen. Elizabeth recognized Mary as the mother of her Lord because of her unborn child. John the Baptist lived at the sound of Mary's greeting. Elizabeth and Mary rejoiced together at the wonderful things God was doing in their lives. So we too are blessed when we have people who help us recognize God's action in our lives. We pray that our family can be this for one another. Filled with joy and the presence of God, Mary's spontaneous response was to bring joy to others. She did not keep the joy to herself. Her thoughts were focused not on herself and her dignity as the mother of our Lord, but on her elderly cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant in her own age. Her immediate reaction was to go out and help her. And that was what she did. Mary set out at that time and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. Indeed, a sign that we have welcomed the Lord into our lives is when we are filled with joy. A joy that is not contained within oneself, but is shared with others. Mary wanted to share the joy of Elizabeth. She went there to congratulate her and to offer her assistance. She was delighted to hear that Elizabeth was able to conceive and have her shame taken away. She did not go there with the intention of announcing that she were chosen to be the mother of our Lord. She did not go there to compare her joy or the privilege that God had blessed her with that of Elizabeth. She went there out of joy and charity. So Christian joy is to be able to rejoice with others. St. Bude wrote, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low positions. Do not be conceited." So dear brothers and sisters, we have come close to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We may honest to ourselves to ask how we feel joyful as the children of God. How many times we may feel really joyful to participate in the Eucharist, and we feel joyful with all the talent that God has done for each of us. So that we also bring this joy to others as well, especially those who are living close to us.